4th of July festivities roll out across the nation this week. Millions will celebrate America's 248th birthday with fireworks, barbecues, and parades.
For newly minted citizens, the celebration holds special meaning.
Congratulations, everyone. You are not a U.S. citizen.
At a ceremony here in Los Angeles, we meet Bernadette Medina. Medina is from Belize and, like all candidates for citizenship, faced tests and interviews before becoming eligible to take the oath.
And I passed. I'm so happy. Thank you, God. I have been in this country 47 years. This year, my four beautiful daughters were born right here in Los Angeles. And it's just been a journey. At first, I wasn't worrying about it, but I know times have changed, so I had to do it. It's been a long journey. It's been a long journey, and it's the proudest moment right now for me. It's wonderful. What brought me here was I was married back then in Belize, and then my husband's father passed away over here in Los Angeles. So we came for the funeral. And I said, I don't want to go back. I loved being here in the United States. It was just different. It was just different. And then I started my family, and even more so. I said, this is it. This is it for us. I'm not going back. Oh my God, it's so beautiful. And I get to vote for the first time in this year's election. Yes, yes.
Medina is one of hundreds of thousands who are sworn in every year. Eduardo Batista is from Mexico. He took the oath at the same ceremony.
I feel great. This has been a long journey for me. My family is feeling great too, because we've been here in this country for many years, and finally it's a dream come true now. I've been here 35 years. I came here when I was 19 years old, and it was a long journey for me to get my residence first, because one of my brothers made the application for me, and I had to wait over 20 years on that application, but finally came and I got a residency a little bit over 5 years. I'm just becoming a citizenship. That's why I'm really happy, because it's been a long journey for me and my family especially. It's a dream come true, because I was living here before without any status. And it's just really hard, and it's a pain. I'm just looking to, right now, enjoy the life and trying to be happier. This is my home, because I've been here most of my life, living here in this country, and I just want to be living here and following the laws, and I love this country.
As we mark Independence Day this week, we'll be profiling more of these new citizens and asking, what does it mean to be American?